Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. National football tackle style, I believe, I call it, yes, where they actually will forcibly tackle the ball carrier right to the ground with as many men as they can muster at a time. Seems like a very violent game, Andy.
It is, but I am liking these white helmets that the Cleveland Browns are wearing. It's a nice look.
Yeah, exactly. And we got to get you more TVs because there's two games at once. I feel bad that I'm making you miss for this podcast not one NFL game, but two of them.
Well, I wasn't going to make it to the end of either one of them, so it's okay.
Okay, with that said, let's get after it. Today, plausibly live, it's the ZABEcast.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and D.C. Jewish Sports Hall of Famer, Andy Polin.
See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Here we go!
Tuesday, September 19, 2023. Andy, thank you for your time this evening. I was a busy lad today here in Wisconsin, and I was at the Salvation Army charity golf tournament. You know, the people with the nice red kettlebell and the ding-a-ling-ding, ding-a-ling-ding during the holidays. As a Jew, Andy, how do you feel about the old Salvation Army kettle during the holidays?
You know, one of the things about me is I don't really carry any change anymore.
I know.
And really no small bills either. So it makes it kind of difficult to do that. So I need to really make it a point around the holiday season to have some some change to put in there.
Have some, I believe, what your people call shekels.
Shekels, yes.
What's a shekel? Do you know what denomination a shekel is?
I don't know how much it is. It's a coin from the old country, and maybe people brought some with them, but I don't know if they were able to use them once they got here.
Shekel, a silver coin or unit of weight used in ancient Israel and throughout the Middle East. Money and wealth would be the informal use of shekel. Need some shekels, baby.
Yeah, when I was single, I used to have this big jar, and at the end of the day, I just throw the coins in there. And, you know, over the course of 6-8 months, you'd have this enormous jar of coins. I don't have that anymore because I can't remember the last time I put down a dollar bill or a $10 bill and got actual change. I just always put down the credit card.
Well, maybe the new Salvation Army kettles will accept Venmo.
They should.
Or PayPal or Cash App or Zelle or, here's a good test, kids, listeners. Let's place your bets as I spin the roulette wheel of what digital money does Andy have? Andy, tell the listeners, what do you have? PayPal, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, what?
I have PayPal, but I only use it occasionally to make charitable contributions that are tied to PayPal.
So you do have PayPal, so that's good. Do you have its close cousin, HeyPal?
No, I've never heard of that.
You haven't?
No.
Yeah. Hey, Andy, you owe me $20. Don't worry, you can HeyPal me later. HeyPal is when you go, hey, pal, don't you owe me $20 from that dinner the other night?
Oh, I see.
It's a more informal version of PayPal. That's a Zave original. Thank you very much. All rights reserved. Please do not use it without accreditation. Okay.
So try to get that patent.
So that said, I ate after the round with a very nice gal, a woman who was one of the direct mail marketing agents for the Salvation Army. And I said, wow, direct mail, huh? That still exists. She's like, yeah, you know, you wouldn't think so, but our median age of donor is 77.
Oh, of
median age. And I'm like, well, of course it's going to be direct mail. Then we talked about digital money versus cash. And I said, yeah, I don't think there's a lot of 80-year-olds that have, you know, any kind of digital currency.
No, I mean, some years ago, somebody asked me to pay them that way. I said, what are you talking about?
I'll give you
a check. I'll give you some money. It's just too much trouble. But yeah, I have a friend who recently retired, last couple of years from direct mail. And he did that for a long time, and I guess did enough to make a living and enough to retire.
There you go. All right, let's start with the big story. The Commanders rally to stun the Broncos, but not before some late heart attack-inducing moments with a Hail Mary that was something else. Tell me, how is DC, how are Commander fans feeling after this sudden 2-0 start?
It feels, maybe I'm getting a little caught up in it, but it has the feel of what it was like when the team was good and people liked the owner, or at least, you know, didn't hate the owner. And it's so refreshing. And, you know, the last time this team was 2-0, believe it or not, was in 2011 when Rex Grossman was the quarterback. Now, at that point, Rex Grossman was – well, he was really a never was, but the highlight of his career was gone. He had made the Super Bowl with the Bears, and you really weren't going anywhere with Rex Grossman. I'm not saying that Sam Howell is going to be a great quarterback, but in his third start, he looks pretty good and looks like he has the potential to be a very good quarterback.
Yeah, it's almost like winning is this great intoxicant. It's almost like winning is this magical thing. It's almost like people in life like winners more than they like losers in all walks of life. And sports is a great proxy for that incredible, tantalizing aroma of winning. And all it takes is two wins to get you going.
But I will say this. When you would get a couple of wins in a row during the Snyder era, you always knew that he was going to find a way to screw it up. Like, this feels like they're actually going in the right direction with the right people. I don't know if Ron Rivera is going to be the long-term coach here. In fact, I would think that even if they make the playoffs this year, I don't think he's going to be back. But I feel like the organization finally is in a position now where you could feel good about rooting for him.
Yeah, there was a point there towards the end of the Snyder regime where I thought to myself, if they ever did get good by some miracle, some happenstance, some luck, then I would hate it because it would only embolden Snyder. I want me to be happy as a fan, my friends to be happy as fans, but fuck you. I don't want you to be happy at all, much less happy and emboldened to think, hey, what you're doing is right and what you're doing works, and now you've got permission to do even more dumb shit.
Right, and he would always over-celebrate modest success, which really felt disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't want him to be happy about, you know, if he won a Super Bowl, okay, we'd give it to him. But there was no way he was going to win a Super Bowl the way he ran that team.
Yeah. So anyway, are you going to go to a game soon? When's the next home game?
Yes. I think I told you this. I've got cousins coming in from Chicago.
I know. I've heard that one. But are you going to add any more games? Let's go. Let's get the rush. Let's feel the fever, Andy. Come on.
Yes, I am. Okay. And I was involved in a charity event where we purchased 4 tickets to the Miami game, which I think is early December. And as part of the deal, they get to go with me.
Nice. Now, do you think you'll be able to find any fellow Jewish members that are from Miami that would like to root on the Dolphins?
Well, my brother-in-law is a diehard Dolphin fan. And if it works out, he's on the road all the time. But if it works out, I'll probably go with him.
Well, good. Very good. It's exciting. I'm happy for you guys. And to answer Andy via the text he sent today and to anyone else out there, thank you, but no, I'm not coming back. Well, I'm not coming back to the fold unless they return to being the Redskins, and that's not going to happen. So it's not going to happen. But I can assure you, I root for you guys by proxy from afar. I'm happy for you guys. I'm not coming back.
What if they were to, and that's a long way off because, you know, it's probably going to be early 2031 or so, but any chance if they get a stadium on the old RFK site? That you would come back, even if the name doesn't change. I think it's going to change from Commanders.
I think so, and I think there's a lot of room for improvement upon Commanders. I don't think anyone feels that name in any way, shape, or form. No, I will not come back for that, although that's another story I wanted to get to regarding not only the Commanders. A couple other stadium news stories broke on Monday, but it looks like, smells like, feels like, sounds like the red tape that has clogged up any potential rebuild on that property, that key property just east of the Capitol building, is being cut through with a chainsaw thanks to A, Harris being not Dan Snyder and being a seemingly decent dude, B, him being filthy rich and probably willing to pay for a decent chunk of it, and C, doesn't hurt the team is winning out of the gate, does it?
Yeah, I mean, all those things are adding up, but the plan, and it sounds reasonable, that they would not have to buy the land. See, the land is on federal land, as you know that. The stadium, the original stadium.
RFK, yes.
Yeah, built as D.C. Stadium in 1961, federal land. The lease expires, I think, 2038. Under this plan, they would just extend the lease but change the terms of it. See, the zoning is not for commercial, so it's all residential around there. If they change the zoning so that they could build hotels and restaurants and shops and all the other casuarina that goes along with other, you know, stadiums being built, then that might pave the way for it to happen in a place where most people, even as a Virginian, you don't want it in your neck of woods.
Andy, when we were together, what did I always say whenever stadium discussions came up? I said, it's got to be down at the RFK site because it ties the sprawling tri-state or dual state with the district region together. It's like in the movie The Big Lebowski. The rug ties the room together, Andy. I know you love that movie so much.
I do.
So that's my favorite quote. The rug ties the rug ties the room together, and the stadium being downtown right there ties the region together. So I've always been in favor of that, and it makes the most sense. And honestly, you can show me studies that say, you know, 4 strip malls privately financed with a Sbarro and a Bed Bath and Beyond and whatever will bring more jobs, more economic vitality than a stadium will. I don't necessarily want to argue that. I'm sure they might. The thing is, those fucking strip malls are all over the place. They're everywhere. You don't need any more of those. Well, it would serve the residents of that area. Okay, yeah, kind of, maybe, until the stores go out of business. Hell, Bed Bath & Beyond is out of business. A stadium and a sports team has sort of an intrinsic value to a market that I think gets understated too much.
Right, and also the league wants to be in the District of Columbia. They want to be near Congress where they can schmooze and do the things that they need to do as a league to continue to steamroll America the way they do.
Yeah, so it would only make sense. I bring all this up because here in Milwaukee, they need about $400 to $600 million for repairs to American Family Field, a.k.a. Miller Park. The baseball stadium that is, I think, wonderful, has a retractable roof and giant sliding outfield glass doors that open on nice weather days, but protects them from the cold early and the cold late, and of course the rain that comes along in the summer. Need about $600 million for repairs. Stadium is not that old. I don't doubt that it needs some repairs. I'd like to see if I could call my cousin Vinny to see if we can do some of the jobs ourselves. We could outsource them. I know a guy who knows a guy, Andy, who's does HVAC stuff. I think we could get a better price on this. But I know it needs repairs, okay?
That's interesting because the Nats Park, which was built, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Was built for about that, the whole park.
Really? Yeah. Well, everything's going up now. So naturally, many people, including politicians here, are balking at this. They're like, what? That much money? You know, like, show me the itemized bill. What really needs to be done? The roof is complicated. It has a lot of infrastructure. I could go through it all, but it doesn't matter. The point is, without that baseball team, Andy, this city, this beautiful city, small Milwaukee, the cream city, as they call it, the good land, they would be Omaha tomorrow. Even though they got an NBA team and Giannis and the Bucks, it's not a major league city. This is why the term major league city is what it is. You got to have a baseball stadium. The summers here are so glorious, and everybody loves being out and about and doing stuff. This baseball team, even when they were shit, really were the pride and joy and passion of Wisconsinites. They can't lose this team.
Well, I don't think they will. The last team to move was the Montreal Expos, who, you know, were never going to make it in that market. There's a lot of puffing and puffing, but outside of that, I don't see a team moving. I mean, even Tampa's supposed to get a new stadium, so the Rays are going to stay where they are, you know?
You sure that Tampa was the last baseball team to move, or Montreal was the last baseball team to move?
Well, yeah, so far, I mean, the A's are going to move, you know, out of Oakland to Vegas, I think,
right.
But so far, yeah, that's the last one. Would have been 2005.
Yeah, right? It's been a while. Anyway, we'll see what happens there. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at Highland.com.
Meanwhile, apparently the Tampa Bay Rays, or just the Tampa Rays, have finally gotten a stadium deal to replace the old concrete mausoleum known as Tropicana Field, a place I've never been in. I don't know about you.
I have, not for baseball, but I've been in it.
And what would you say?
For the Final Four in 1999, it seemed to work okay, but that's what, 24 years ago. And when I was there for that, people were saying, got to get a new stadium soon. The Rays right. aren't going to stay here. This is just a ridiculous place to play.
Yeah. So, I mean, I never thought they would get one, but I guess they finally found some sucker to do it.
Yep. Downtown, St. Petersburg, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I believe so. Dion. And Colorado, I would say, did you stay up to the end? But I know you better than that. It was 2 a.m. No chance, right?
I didn't make it to kickoff, but seeing my phone when I woke up, I go, what? Oh, my God. because this, you know, this had all the makings of a blowout and Dion's, you know, guys dancing in the end zone and everything. But, you know, Paul Feinbaum said this, and it's probably true. He said, of the three wins, that was maybe the most impressive. Because the distractions, which Dion brought on himself, made it incredibly difficult to play a football game.
Right.
And you know what? This is starting to remind me of a little bit, and he may ultimately have success. Of course, Robert Griffin III is, you know, he's trying to get out in front of the parade. Oh, he said Dion's a Hall of Fame worst. Football coach, and you know, yes. but this is kind of like what Jerry Glanville was doing with the Atlanta Falcons, and. To his credit, to some degree, the Falcons were a playoff team, I think, a couple of times. And I remember them playing the Redskins at RFK in 92, I guess. So, you know, you can do all this stuff and you can be successful with it. I don't know how long term it's going to be. But so far, he is the most – I mean, the eyeballs that he attracted – you heard this number, right? That game, which kicked off at 10 o'clock, was the most watched college football game of the day.
Yeah, well, it should have been. One, it was one of the weakest slates in college football in many a year. Two, it was hyped to the moon. He was on every fucking channel. Every network was there. It better have been the most highest rated game. That said, you know, you've got this formula Dion's employing that's not a formula. like getting 83 players in one fell swoop, including a first-round pick at quarterback who's your son, who you've already coached, another son who's really good, and the number one recruit in the country, that's not a formula. This is lightning in a bottle. What's he going to do next year and the year after that? How long is he going to stay? I don't think he's going to stay more than 3 years. If he's there 3 years from now, I will eat something you shouldn't eat.
I agree with that. And I think he's probably going to wind up back at Florida State or where the highest bidder is or where he thinks the highest profile is. But recruits, he speaks their language.
Yes.
You know, look at what's happening to poor old Nick Saban. You know, you shouldn't see Nick Saban. Nick Saban, I don't know if you noticed
I saw the image of him walking off the field after they struggled mightily to beat whatever cupcake they had this past week, and I forget who it was. He looked like he had been through the fucking ringer.
South Florida. This surprised me. After they lost to Texas at home, he did a very cordial news conference, was very respectful, and when they were out of questions, he came back to the microphone and he said, I just want to say what a privilege it is to coach in games like this and to play in this kind of atmosphere, as if to say, hey, if you're trying to shove me out the door, I'm still liking what I'm doing here. So, you know, I'm going to be very, you know, how salty you could get even wins.
Yeah.
And now it sounds like he's not begging to stay because he's going to stay as long as he wants to, but he's also, you know, kind of, let's put this whole thing in perspective now. Like, isn't it wonderful?
Suddenly the stone cold winner who wouldn't entertain any nonsense is finding the big picture and the mystery and the magic of just being in the environment of college football.
Yeah. Now, you know, and he's 71 and he can see that, you know, they're coming for him.
Who retires first, him or Belichick? And how does it make you feel that both him and Belichick are now having to really grind just for everything?
Well, Belichick, he's still got, 19 more to catch Shula. And
he reportedly wants to stick around because Shula was critical of him. Right. About Spygate,
right? And but Kraft keeps getting asked about that, and he's indicating we're not just keeping him around for records. I don't know. That's going to be a really interesting one when that's said and done, because you know he probably does want the record. He probably doesn't want to retire. They don't want to fire him in New England, but something's got to give there if this keeps up.
He doesn't suck as a coach, but man, it sure is a hell of a lot harder without the best quarterback to ever play.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, said, how about this new tactic he unveiled last night? Brendan Schooler, who was able to whiz in running parallel to the line of scrimmage on a field goal attempt and time the snap so that he's already running at a pretty good rate of speed and then just boom, redirects his angular momentum and flies in to suffocate a kick. Yeah, is this technique going to be replicatable? And if it is, how soon will the NFL have to ban it?
Oh, they'll tie up that end. You know, they'll have to be the end of the season when the rules committee meets. But
does it?
I think
says it, who?
Just the way they do things. I don't know.
Think they've changed a rule midseason before the NFL. I think. I'm not sure. You're right. You really shouldn't.
Yeah.
But if it's a big enough loophole, it was a hell of a thing. This is where we need our guy, John Brankus of Sports Science, to explain the virtues and miracles of angular momentum and why that play works.
Right. But they'll blame it on safety. They'll say it's unsafe. And we got it. I mean, the tap dance that Goodell is doing now, he's Phil Ford running the four corners for the owners on this move to get grass fields.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw this interview that he did with Stephen A. Smith, but he trotted out all his usual nonsense. Oh, we've got to get engineers to check the cleats, and we've got to go with science, and we've got to get all of our people to look at. This is his favorite phrase for delay. We're going to have to take a deep look at that. We're going to have to take a look at that.
That is corporate speak for never going to happen.
Right.
And grab a Snickers because it's going to be a shit-ass long time. We're going to drag our feet as long as we can.
That's corporate speak for John Mara calling his office and saying, look, Raj, we pay you $60 million a year, so I don't have to deal with this. I got a field here where the Jets are also playing, where we're holding concerts all the time. I cannot deal with a grass field. Sorry. And if it's player safety, just cover it up with something else. We'll make more players. It's difficult to make more fields.
Yeah, exactly. So if this technique ends up getting banned, it'll be funny because Belichick has now been able to get multiple things banned to get an advantage. One being taking video of your opposing team's hand signals. Mm-hmm. That got banned because of Spygate. He had these wackadoo formations that he was deploying against the Ravens that completely confused the refs.
Yep.
That's been banned. This mm-hmm. thing will be banned as well. If it is, then that's put another on the pile. You could say, what a dick who's always like cheating the rules. Or you could admire him saying, well, he's smarter than your average bear.
Yeah, thinks outside the box. Yeah. I mean, that has helped him. And he's certainly Brady gets now even more so the bulk of the credit. But to keep a team as competitive as he did around him and running at Super Bowls every year, you have to give him a lot of credit for that, too.
Last add on coaches. Today it was announced that basically Michigan State is preparing to fire Mel Tucker. And they've given him 7 days in which to provide a written response as to why he should not be fired. This after he admitted in court depositions that he had phone sex with a woman who was invited to speak to the program as a rape survivor about young men making better choices about a better path and not engaging in sexual assault or harassment. What is that letter going to say? Well, I mean, she liked it, and it was consensual, and we all have needs, and it was a bad moment. Fire this fucking pervert, for God's sakes.
What they're saying in the process of, that just means negotiating the buyout. That's all that is.
Okay. You believe that he should be fired, I trust.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can't continue with that. I mean, because, you know, every time you look at him, you go, what? What were you thinking about?
You know, if we had a weekly meeting, the Council of Men, mm-hmm. and we were in the weekly Council of Men meeting, I would definitely push my way up to the front and say, fellas, okay, I got to get this out first and foremost. Stop jacking off inappropriately. It makes all of us look shitty. Stop it already, okay? You, Jeffrey Toobin, you, Mel Tucker, the fuck is wrong with you guys? Do it discreetly with a towel around your doorknob so your mom doesn't come in, and just be normal, for God's sakes. Fuck. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Well, yeah, and you wonder, given, you know, how, the urge to do this, how great it must be for these people, like Toobin, who can't even wait till his computer is
shut
off.
Is over. Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God.
That's very sick. Phil Mickelson admits he had a gambling sickness. In a statement today, and this must have been his PR people, he said he's not going to gamble on football this fall because he once did and it got out of control. Still said, going broke was never a risk because I'm on firm financial ground, even though, boy, the volume of bets, according to Billy Walters, was staggering. What do you make of him putting out a statement? My first response is, oh, good for you. You're not going to bet football. Get the fuck out of here. I don't give a shit. This had to be a PR thing. His people had to say, look, you got to address this.
Well, or this is a preemptive strike of something he knows is coming.
Oh, boy.
Like maybe there's another shoe that's going to drop here, and he's just kind of diffusing it. I mean, who at the beginning of the football season puts out a statement saying, I'm not going to gamble?
I'm not going to gamble.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Unless it was a message to all his bookies. The reason I've been unavailable is I'm just taking the season off. I'm not going to be betting.
Does it make you think less of him that he gambled so insanely?
Well, I think it was seriously a problem. Yeah, I think he did have an issue with that. But,
who are you more sympathetic towards, people with gambling problems or drug problems?
I don't know. I'm sympathetic to both of them. I guess they are both a sickness, right?
Gambling problem, drug problem, or shall we say a camera return problem?
Well, that is something that. But
gambling problem, drug problem, camera return, or jerking off problem. I'll hang up.
Well, you know, my brother-in-law actually did this at some point.
Did
one
what?
Point, Costco. No.
Oh,
Costco
returning.
A return policy, which was an unlimited window. And he was, and when appliances, or not appliances, but electronics were going down in price, he was buying them, using them, and then returning them to buy cheaper and better ones.
Yeah, so it was crazy how permissive it was. And by the way, thank you for the attempted put down on Twitter about, you know, cameras and me, because I knocked you about how old you were. What was it you were talking about that was back in the day I missed doing this?
Oh, no, Barry's Verluga, who is a very good columnist with the Washington Post, wrote a column in connection with the closing down of the New York Times sports department and, you know, kind of just lamenting the way newspapers are going. And I said, look, I've been a subscriber my whole life. I learned to read the paper. I learned to read by reading the paper. And then I said, I look forward to Thursdays when Sports Illustrated would come to my mailbox. And you snarkily said, oh, and I bet you were looking forward to the ice delivery. And I said, no, but we did get milk delivered. You may be too young for this.
No. We definitely had milk boxes on the mean streets of McLean. Several of our neighbors had them.
Right. And so we had that. Yeah, and those days they didn't have milk cartons. They had them in glass bottles, which were too heavy to schlep back and forth from the supermarket. So you would get milk delivered, and sometimes if you could order cottage cheese, I think you just put a note in there what you wanted. And I don't know. I'm sure there was no electronic billing or anything. They'd stick a bill in there. You'd mail them a check.
Right.
And that's how you got the milk. So I said that, and then you talked about ice, and then I said, and then I needed to counterpunch.
You're right.
I pointed out that you have
Best Buy problems. Like when you used to look forward to going to Best Buy and returning things. And I said, I used to look forward to that until they put me on the no fly, no buy list.
Right.
Which they did. They did, but I'm off of it now. I don't buy my shit from them anyway, because they don't have good stuff anyway. And I'm a member, I'm a premium member at Adorama in New York, the two big electronics houses that do cameras and everything else. And for $100 a year, Andy, unlimited returns, no questions asked. And I take full advantage of it? Yeah, damn right I do. I pay for it.
Do people actually buy cameras anymore?
Yes. I mean, funny how that is. It's amazing because phone cameras are getting so good, right?
Oh, God. Yes, so, they are.
So
people
good.
Are producing movies on there.
Yes, they are. But here's the thing, Andy. There's no substitute for two things. One is sensor size. So that's like your retina. It's the size of the device that captures the light, and only full-frame cameras have a large enough sensor to get full depth of field and background blurriness and a bunch of other stuff that really makes photos pop and look realistic. And the second thing you cannot compromise on is glass. To get a good lens, it's got to be bulky and big. They're performing miracles at small scale in phones with the glass and the sensors, but it can only go so far. So yes, cameras are still alive, and I'm a little bit surprised by that. And there is a shit ton of guys on YouTube and gals that review those cameras, and I do watch a lot of those videos.
Yeah, so when my daughter was less than 6 months old, went to Crazy Eddie and bought a VHS camera that took a full size VHS tape. And now my daughter is a mom, and her daughter is a year old. They don't have any of that stuff, but they take video all the time and they shoot it to us. That's another thing, watching the video. You used to have to sit down and pop the tape in, and everybody, now you just take shoots from short
it.
Video
yeah.
and you text it. Yeah. So I see videos of my granddaughter all the time, every day almost.
That's nice. And then there's this, Andy. Have you seen a missing F-35 stealth fighter jet?
I saw a little thing on Twitter about it. Where is it now, and where do they, you know, expect it to land?
They don't know. The military and the government's like, yeah, we seem to have lost it. If anybody knows, did you see anything fall out of the sky? We got the pilot. He ejected. but the plane, you know, it's missing. Now, the latest news I saw just this evening was they found a debris field that they feel is the fighter jet. A lot of conspiracy theorists are running wild going, well, where's the other pilot that stayed in the jet and flew it to China or flew it to Russia?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't read enough about it, but there was that terrible tragedy with the guy who won the Masters or won the U.S. Open?
Yeah, Payne Stewart. Yeah, no, the pilot is fine. Here's the only thing. First of all, there's a lot of funny memes out there, including people with pictures of an F-35 and the price tag of $80 million a copy.
Mm.
And it's like, used F-35, some damage, no lowballers, I know what I got.
Just an FAA Carfax report.
Right, exactly. No lowball offers, I know what I got. All right. Andy, back to the football. Thank you for your precious time, my friend, and I will talk to you next week.
All right, Dave. Take care. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.